Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man, with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Monday morning. Monday, January the 30th, 2023. 17 minutes past the hour, 31 degrees and cloudy skies here in Marion. Last Monday in the month of January. Only 2 days left and we will be in to February, or as you're supposed to pronounce it, February. But, you know, we'll see how that goes all through the month of February or February. Well, you know, it's a sad morning for a lot of people because in the football matchups yesterday, the big playoff games, the Cincinnati Bengals did not win. If you did not stay up late last night and watch the end of that game, you know that they were defeated by the Kansas City Chiefs 23-20, a heartbreaker for the Bengals. And I didn't watch the game, so I'm not really sure what happened. I know the Bengals came back and tied it up late in the game and then somehow lost by three. So the Super Bowl, I believe, now is the Eagles and the Chiefs. Now, that's not next weekend. They get a weekend off, and then I think they come back the weekend after. But that's the way it goes. If anybody has any thoughts on that game, because I did not see it, I'm not sure what happened. Give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know what's interesting? Yesterday morning, before any of the games started, I talked to somebody and I said, okay, I said, who's going to win these games today? And the person gave, and this is a person who knows a lot about football, follows it very heavily. They gave me the exact opposite of what happened. They said it was going to be the 49ers and the Bengals. And what did we get? We got the Eagles and the Chiefs. A matter of fact, the person told me that the 49ers would win it all because they were an unstoppable team. Well, they got stopped yesterday by the Eagles by a pretty good margin. Now, the Bengals did not lose by a large margin, but they certainly did not win the game. And you know what's interesting about that whole thing is that, I felt bad saying this yesterday, but anytime anybody thinks something's going to be a sure thing, and it seemed to me yesterday that people felt that the Bengals were going to be a sure thing. Anytime you think it's a sure thing, it's not a sure thing. And I think yesterday proved that. And I just had visions yesterday. And I even said to the person who I was talking about, I said, this sounds like Ohio State. You know, they had lost the Michigan game the year before, but this year it was going to be at the Horseshoe, and they had a good team. They were undefeated going into the Michigan game. Everybody thought they were going to win, and they didn't. And then they went to Georgia on New Year's Eve, and they led the game for three quarters, and people thought that was in the bag, and then, of course, it wasn't. And then yesterday we saw what happened with the Cincinnati Bengals, and, of course, that didn't go the way people wanted it to go. So, I mean, people will still watch the Super Bowl in 2 weeks because it's a big, big event every year, but I don't think here in Ohio, it will quite have the same meaning that it would have if the Bengals had been in there. But if anybody has any thoughts on it, that's pretty much all I got because, as I said, I didn't watch the game. I checked in online when it was tied up. But other than that, I didn't see any more about it till this morning. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Well, we're ever so close to our big Groundhog Day celebration. coming up this Thursday. And to be honest with you, this is the first year we've really done this. So I don't know how it's going to go. It could go really well. It could go really badly. At this point, I don't know. We're just all going to see what happens Thursday morning from 8 until 10 a.m. What I do know at this point is that Bob Welsh will be coming from Columbus, Ohio. Now, we have done this part before, the Groundhog Pizza. He'll be bringing the Groundhog Pizza. Now, we've done that before, so that I'm pretty confident will happen. But this year, as I've said before, under four slices of the Groundhog Pizza, it will say early spring. Under four slices, it will say six more weeks of winter. We'll get back to this in a second. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, that was a disappointing game.
Well, you know what happened? Because yesterday afternoon, everybody told me the Bengals were going to win. I checked the score about 10 o'clock, or maybe 9, 10 o'clock last night. The Bengals had tied it up 20-20. What happened?
Well, they tied it up. Kansas City got the ball back under a minute. I think there's only like 40 seconds left. Mahomes was running for a first down, and one of the Cincinnati players hit him and then continued to hit him out of bounds. And that gave him a 15. You know, time was running out. They didn't have no timeouts. They was going to have to kick that field goal.
Now, am I right? And they
only gave him 15 extra yards.
Oh.
So they ended up a 45-yard field goal instead of a 60-yard field goal.
Now, so that favored the Chiefs, obviously.
Yeah, the Chiefs won. You know, they kicked that field goal, but they probably wouldn't have been able to do a 60.
So
I tried, but
so Mahomes cost them the game.
No, Mahomes was a Kansas City Chief quarterback running for, you know, first down trying to get out bounds.
Oh, so he won them the game.
And you know, I'm not sure if he made the first down or what, but he was, you know, trying to get out bounds, stop the clock, and the player hit him and just, you know, continue hitting him, you know, when he was out of bounds. And
now, why would the Bengals player do that, knowing what was going on?
He probably feels so bad, I tell you.
Yeah, he's got to. Am I right about this? I mean, when I talked to the kid yesterday who follows football heavily, he told me it was going to be 49ers and Bengals. Is that what you thought?
No, I figured it would come down to either Kansas City or Bengals in it.
Well, I don't know. You know, I
thought the Bengals was going to be in it, and you know, I don't care too much about 49ers or the Eagles, but it'd be nice for the Eagles. Maybe they haven't won one for a long time.
Well, I did hear yesterday after the Eagles won that a lot of people were cheering for them. And I imagine a lot of Ohio fans now who don't have the Bengals to cheer for will probably be cheering for the Eagles, I would think.
Yeah, no matter whether Ohio team's in there or not, the Super Bowl's a big thing. People always want to watch it.
Well, it is, but I don't know what happened to the Bengals throughout that entire game. Because I think most people thought that, I don't know if they thought it would be a walk-away game, but I think they thought that they would win it. They certainly wouldn't be down by or have it tied up at the end.
The main reason why they thought that, Mahomes was hurt.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I guess apparently
he was limping a lot. But he didn't let it affect him too much. He was very, matter of fact, they couldn't run the ball, so they had to pass it. They had to rely on him.
It was an interesting day. I noticed yesterday a lot of people came to the grocery store early so they could go home and watch these games. So it was a day for football. I'm sure the ratings on these games were big. But I think it's just kind of a letdown because we felt that the Bengals were such a good team the last couple years.
2 years in a row now.
2 years in a row. I was trying to have this conversation with somebody yesterday. Now, did they go to the Super Bowl last year?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And Kansas City beat them.
Oh, so same team. Oh, that's bad.
I think it was Kansas City. Maybe it was 49ers. I don't know.
See, I can't remember, but I know they went far last year.
In the same district, I don't think they could have played each other in the Super Bowl.
Well, I just don't know how. What is it this year, this last year, with Ohio State losing at Michigan? People thought they would win that game. Ohio State loses Georgia after controlling three quarters. People thought the Bengals were going to win yesterday.
Same thing, another tough loss right there. You know, a field goal in the last seconds of the game, you know, to give Georgia the win.
Yeah, but are these, do people choke? Are they making bad decisions? You know, because I think back to the Ohio State game. I think, you know, what in the world happened in that fourth quarter? And here I think, well, why in the world would that Bengals player foul, get a penalty that would give Chiefs much closer range for the field goal?
Well, I'm sure he didn't do it on purpose, but when you're hyped up and you're wanting to get the stop, you want to keep him from, you know, getting a first down or even getting out of bounds because, you know, that'll stop the clock, you know. They get a little aggressive. That targeting is a big thing anymore that, you know, they throw a lot of penalties on. It's so hard to keep from making little helmet-to-helmet contact sometimes.
Well, it sounds like emotion took over here, and it's unfortunate for the Bengals, but, you know, they had a good season.
We've lost to Michigan twice in a row now.
Well, yeah, and I think that's
Michigan's
what
Michigan's going on day.
Well, and I think that's why last year people thought Ohio State would win because it was back at Ohio State. Ohio State had an undefeated record. I understand Michigan did as well, but Ohio State had an undefeated record. They had not won the year before, and I think people thought they would win, and it just did not work that way.
Sounds like he's going to be a John Cooper. He can win anything but the Michigan game and the championship games.
Well, but what impact is that going to have on him? Because Ohio State put up with that a little while with John Cooper, but not forever.
Yeah, they're not going to put up with it forever, so.
Well, we'll see how that shakes out. Well, hey, thanks
He got a big pay raise last year or so. I mean,
well, you know, I do.
They make them sound like gods and give them pay raises, and then, you know, I don't know, the amount of money people make, you know, he's making coaching and all these people, it's just ridiculous.
Well, I do think that, and I think I read somewhere last week that Ohio State Sports Athletics made more money last year than they'd ever made. So I keep thinking to myself, you know, does it really matter if the team wins or not? If they made more money last year than they ever did off of merchandise and tickets and things like that, clearly they did not have the best season last year. They lost to Michigan for the second time. They did not win their bowl game, but yet they made more money than ever. I don't even know, like with the Browns. Well, the Browns are not good, but I bet they gross more money than the Bengals do.
You know, it helps their sales, but you know, if you're a team that, you know, doesn't do good for a long, long time, I mean, you know, your sales drop off. Kids don't want to go to your school. You know, they want to go to the top schools. You know, it's hard for a, you know, lower school like Cincinnati. You know, the size of that school and how well they have done over some recent years is amazing.
But why do people, regardless of how the team is doing, support the team? Like the Browns. I've never really, I mean, I guess there are just diehard Browns fans, but I think the Browns have always made more money than the Bengals. I think the Browns have always made more money than what do they call them now, Guardians. And the Guardians and the Bengals have had good teams, but yet people will pack Brown Stadium, win, lose, or draw, every Sunday or Monday or Thursday or whenever they play, regardless of how well they're doing.
Yeah, I don't know who makes more money, but
I've seen, you know, the Bengals Stadium during the season, and I've seen the Brown Stadium. And the Brown Stadium, I don't think, very few games, I don't think, are not sellouts.
Now, before this coach, the Bengals had a coach, and they would get to the playoff every year, but they lose in the first round playoffs just like that.
Well, yeah, and I think
he's a good coach, but he just couldn't. Once they got into the playoffs, they couldn't win.
Well, how did they get to the point last night where the game was all tied up? I mean, how did that even get to that point? Well, what mistakes did they make during the game?
Oh, I don't know. It wasn't a very high-scoring game. You know, and it basically come down to who had the ball last.
Well, I'll tell you something on a different note. When I went through McDonald's this morning, and I'm not sure what happened there overnight, but I pulled up this morning, and the outside lane here on 95 was blocked off. And I thought, gosh, I've never seen that before. So we were all going through the inside lane. And as we were going through the inside lane, I looked over. Couldn't figure out what she was doing because it was still kind of dark out there. But then I looked at one of their signs, like not the main sign that you order from, but the other sign, and it was kind of bent forward, and the front of it looked like it had been pried off. And I thought, I can't imagine a car would have hit that. I don't know how a car would hit that with that big curb there. I don't know what happened there. But it got McDonald's down to one lane this morning.
Well, at least they're not completely closed.
Not completely closed, but I kept thinking as I was sitting there, you know, waiting to get my stuff, I thought, now, how in the world could a car, because it would have had to have been something pretty heavy duty to bend that machine and knock the door open to it, the McDonald's, you know, menu, how in the world would a car even get on that curb or be going fast enough to hit that curb like that?
Well, strange things do happen.
Strange.
Look at Motor Mart down there, where twice they had people drive into the right through the doors.
Well, I wonder what's
up there now to keep up from doing that.
Well, I wonder what goes on at night. You know, do people do they not pay attention to where they're going? Do they not look around? I really don't know what goes on at night, that because this stuff always seems to happen at night.
Yeah.
I don't know. Very strange. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Yep.
All right, phone lines are always open here, 740-751-4038. Well, there's a wrap-up to the football game yesterday. If anybody else has another take on that, we'd love to hear from you, 740-751-4038. But apparently the Bengals shot themselves in the foot, in a way, causing a foul that put the Kansas City Chiefs in better scoring distance for their field goal, which ultimately did win the game for them. All right, 740-751-4038. Now, Groundhog Day on Thursday, 8:15 a.m. As I say, I don't know how this is going to go. We've never done it before, but what I do know at this point is that there will be a Groundhog Pizza. Under four slices of the pizza, it will say early spring. Under four slices of the pizza, it will say six more weeks of winter. Then, what will happen is, there will be a groundhog suit. Not a real groundhog, but a person dressed in a groundhog suit. They will appear, they will pick a piece of the pizza. Whatever piece they pick up, whatever prediction is under that piece will be our weather prediction for this coming year. Now, Mary Ellen Withrow will be on hand, as far as I know, and she will be signing that prediction and dating it after it comes out. And an addendum to this whole thing on Thursday. On Wednesday, we will be doing Groundhog Trivia from 8:15 until 10 in the morning. And the person who gets the most Groundhog Trivia right will get a plaque on Thursday. Now, what I don't know yet is if we're going to be doing this thing outside Thursday morning. It certainly is possible, at least for the first hour, 8:15 until 9 o'clock, because that's when the prediction will take place. And some people have said they would like to attend this event. So, you know, maybe for the first hour we'll be outside. And then during the 9 o'clock break, we'll move inside, because I don't think there's anything going on from 9 to 10, really. I don't know. I really don't know how it's going to go. We'll figure it out Thursday morning, and we'll have some fun with it, I'm sure, and that's kind of how that will all shake out. But we also will wonder who is in the groundhog suit. You know, there always is the idea it might be nobody. Maybe nobody you know. It might be just John Q. Public in the groundhog suit. And remember, our groundhog is named Warren Groundhog Harding. Well, you know, I still don't know what's going to go on with Buckeye Chuck at this point. I just want to keep promoting the idea that something will happen down at WMRN, as it always does, from 7 until 8 a.m. on Groundhog Morning. Now, the last we heard, you know, this all came about on Friday, so we really only talked about it on Friday, but apparently the PETA people for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, have decided that the group that was supplying WMRN with the groundhog had some violations and probably should not be supplying the groundhog to them, did not have the right license. So there was an article in the newspaper. I think it was Friday or Saturday, I'm not sure when, but it was online on Friday. And apparently there also is a billboard outside of WMRN right now. PETA was urging WMRN not to use a real groundhog. Now, apparently, from what I heard in the beginning, somebody who had talked to Buckeye Chuck is going to come out and give the weather prediction. That's what I heard. Then we heard that they were still trying to get another groundhog with 4 days left to go here. I don't know what's happening. Did anybody ever finally read the article and have any grip? Because I know on Friday, most people we talked to had not gotten the paper. So nobody saw the article. Has anybody now seen the article about PETA and Buckeye Chuck and that whole rigmarole for Thursday? I don't know if it ended up being in Friday's paper or if it ended up being in Saturday's paper. But what is the solution here? Has WMRN said yet what they're going to do? Is it going to be a person coming out as a representative of Buckeye Chuck? Or is it going to be up until Thursday trying to find another groundhog? Did the PETA people win this case? I don't know. 740-751-4038. If anybody knows the answers to these questions, give me a buzz here. I'd be interested to know. 740-751-4038. I would imagine somebody has gotten the paper since Friday in this whole case. And you know what? I talked to James Anderson on Friday about this, and basically what we learned was there is some trauma that the groundhog goes under with having all the lights on it and being in front of the big group of people because of being a wild animal. But to me, the way it read to me was that the group supplying the groundhog really had all the troubles. And that's where this whole thing all arose. But I don't know what they're going to do. I don't think they've announced. If they have, I haven't seen it. And I don't know where that whole thing's going. But the bottom line is, I hope that they're able to do what they want to do. You know, it's very hard when people throw ratchets in your plans. Because this has been something that's went on since 1979. And it's unfortunate that we've gotten to this spot. But somebody's going to make the decision. I don't know who that's going to be, but somebody is. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
I think that was in Sunday's paper, Scott.
Oh, so, well, no, I saw it yesterday. I didn't see it in yesterday's.
I didn't get Thursday or Friday, so I had to see it in Sunday.
Well, it might have got it Sunday, but it might have been Friday's paper.
Yeah, because when you tell me something, I don't see it usually till the next day.
So was that on the front page?
Yes. And then when you turned it over for the list, they had a picture of that billboard.
So what was the story? What is the...
I just think they said they'd get a representative, maybe. I don't think they know what they're going to do.
So
that man that has them, he is closed now.
Now, wait, who's closed?
I think his business is closed.
The one who was supplying them the groundhog?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And then I had my my TV thing on, and I think the one they use in Pennsylvania, I believe they said they keep it at the library. So maybe it's on display all year round. I don't know. I think they use the same one.
Well, that's very...
I have to get back on that site. Uh-huh. They, that town, they, I guess, keep that, the one they use, it's been at the library. So I'd say the kids and stuff can see it, whether it's kept in or out, I don't know. So apparently I think they keep it caged up. It could probably go outside. I'll have to get back on that site and see if I can find that. But it says something about there is this stuff at the library. I took it all year round.
So, but WMRN at this point is saying they're going to have a representative of the groundhog come out.
Well, something about representatives. I don't think they know what they're doing yet. I think they're just trying to see what they can do and stuff.
Oh, I feel bad for them because, you know, with less than a week to go when this all came about last week, you know, that's tough. But I wonder how long the billboard's been there. Did it say how long the billboard's been there?
I don't remember that because I've already got it bagged up. If I grab it back out, though, I don't think so. And then I went by that way, see, when I went out to get my mail. And I came the opposite way. I came from, they only have it showing going north, and I was going south for the radio station. And I couldn't look back, you know, and I didn't go back to see it, and then it was in the paper.
Well,
I was out there Saturday, so I know it's been Sunday, because I didn't get Thursday or Friday's paper.
Well, it's a shame, because, you know, it's a tradition, but I wonder how long they've known about this. Because it takes a minute to put the billboard up. I can't imagine the billboard just went up last week.
No, I would think you would have to have it probably a month or something. I would say you'd have to have a while.
Well, it's just...
I think they feed the groundhog. I thought they fed the groundhog and everything, like carrots and stuff. So if it's not mistreated, I don't know.
No, I think from what I could read on the petition, it seemed like their big problem had to do with the people who were supplying it, and it just kind of went from there.
Yeah, because if he does have groundhogs, he's feeding them and stuff, so unless it's how he's caging them or have them out, I don't know. But
well, yeah, I think they'd had some violations, and I think they were cited last year after the event, and apparently they did not have the proper permit to exhibit a groundhog. I don't know. It's all complicated to me. Like I said, in the bottom analysis of this, I just hope that it turns out okay. I mean, I think you want traditions like that to go on, and you want everybody to be happy. So I hope something's able to be done. I don't know where
maybe
you get a groundhog.
Maybe you can do something.
What's that?
Maybe the mayor can do something. That I imagine they're online, that place, and you could, I guess, leave comments. I don't know how that works, because I've never seen anything on a computer screen. So, I don't know how they do that, but you think the mayor would, somebody, you know, would check? I don't know, because... and stuff, because I don't know how many went last year, and I don't know if they had that, if it's spam, I don't know if they had the spam or not.
Well, I guess the big question is, if they're not able to get a groundhog, and somebody just comes out and gives the prediction, is that going to be something that people want to see?
No, that town in Pennsylvania is small. I think it's just, they get, is it 40,000? They get a bunch of people coming there.
Well, they do.
Kinda, yeah. And the place is a small town, I believe, and stuff. But no, that's what I said. Somebody needs to, you know they're not going to hurt the ground hole. If they do, it's not going to live. And whether he keeps it in a cage and they don't like that, I don't know. And you know, different stuff. But they have to be licensed. They're supposed to go around and check, like those puppy mills. Those things are terrible, and they need to do away with that. My daughter went years ago, and the conditions were just terrible. You know, they need to go, anybody's got a permit with animals, they need to go check them.
Well, I think they're licensed to breed and sell, is what I heard, but they were not allowed to exhibit, was what the problem was.
Yeah, but I think any time you, like, breed dogs or something, I think they go check those.
Well,
you probably have to have a license from the state, and I think any time with an animal, you'd almost have to.
Well, I think the article said...
There's kind of no use to have it if you don't have a groundhog.
Well, I don't know. You know, like I say, I hope it goes well. I hope they figure out something in the next 4 days. I'm sure they will have some kind of answer before Thursday. But I think the sad part is that if they're not able to get a live groundhog, they've already sent all the press out. And if people do come down here and it's just a person coming out telling you what Buckeye Chuck said, I don't know how that'll go over in the media.
Yeah, now could somebody just catch a groundhog? They couldn't stop you. I don't know if they put it in a container or how they do that and it comes out. They couldn't stop you from taking a groundhog there. And
well, I'll tell you something, you know, yesterday.
Just say if I did. Say yep. I took a groundhog there, and well, I don't know if they do it real early in the morning the night before. There's no way they could do anything to you, I don't think.
No, I don't think they could do anything to you, but I think the problem is do you want to tick off these PETA people who've got money and clearly are paying attention to this? You know, I saw somebody write the other day, you know, have the PETA people come there and pick it. It'll make it a big event. Well, you know, I don't know if that's really what you want to have happen.
I don't like that. If you want to protest and you do it really, I think there should be a set limit, like 100 people at a protest, and you want to do it and not do all this other kind of stuff, fine. But I think above the paper, it's still as long as you, maybe it's in Sunday, they have that thing about if you protest, what is it, peacefully. Well, these protests we see all over the country are, and they need to put a stop to that. Just damaging and stuff.
Well, I think
I don't know why they can't. Why somebody just can't take a groundhog there and stuff? Because now are they doing the same thing to Pennsylvania? When I was on there, New York is at Long Island has one. I believe down in Georgia has a groundhog or something. Like, I think 5 states that listed, probably others maybe do, but now are they going to all of those?
I believe
they
have.
If they have, like Pennsylvania does, did they put up a billboard there in Pennsylvania?
Yes, I believe they have in the past, yeah. Well, here's the deal. I'm looking at the PETA website right now, and 18,710 people have signed their petition. That's no small amount of people.
What's that for Marion or what?
Yeah, that's for them to stop using the groundhog. 18,710 people have supported the idea for them not to use the groundhog, the live groundhog.
Well, what if, like, that's in the city, and what if the city council passes, what do they call it, not a bylaw, something that they can do that? They can't.
Well, they're allowed to do it. That's not the issue here.
I think it's up to the city. That's what I said. If they're not harming it, and I don't know. To me,
well, it's not really up to the city because
they'll just do away with it. If they don't have the groundhog this year, they probably won't have it anymore.
I believe WMRN is in the county, so I don't believe the city has anything to do with it.
Oh, it's in the county?
Yeah, because I believe that end of Main Street is outside of city limits. I believe.
I think they're by Smith, by that Stewart Street there. I think somewhere there. Where is that? I don't see a sign anymore, but I think it ends about there.
I think the problem is...
They're not hurting the animal. And I think Charlie even said it, didn't he?
Well, but see, now, it's conflicting because James came on Friday morning, James Anderson, the naturalist, and said that it does cause some trauma for the animal, that being in front of those lights and the big crowd, and it's a wild animal. And he even said, I think in 2015 or 16, that the groundhog got really aggressive because of that, and he had to go calm it down. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know anything about groundhogs. I just know what I've been told.
When it comes out, is it in a cage or a pen?
I don't even, you know, some years they
haven't.
I've
never been there. But all I can say
I have no idea what they do.
Especially by the prison, you see groundhogs in those fields, right? If they get run over, I mean, if they will do that, they may as well go cage them and put them somewhere. You see groundhogs out there when you go out in the summer and stuff all the time.
Yeah, here's the problem. Of course, dogs get run over, cats get run over, groundhogs get run over. But the problem is groundhogs really don't predict the weather. This is not a real thing. This is a folklore thing that we've been doing for a long time. So I think PETA is saying, hey, you're doing this. It has no scientific value at all. You're just doing it as a show, and you're traumatizing the groundhog in the process. Why not use a fake groundhog? Why not do something else? Why do you have to have a real groundhog? Because they really can't tell the weather anyway. I think that's what their contention is. Now,
do they have this in the parking lot? I thought the groundhog was way away from the crowd.
No, it's in the parking lot.
Oh, so everybody's in that parking lot and stuff.
Yes.
Oh, I just thought they did it out back of the station, and then the groundhog was out back, and people were way away from it.
I don't know how far they are away, but they've got the big lights, and the people are there.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, they could kind of do that, but now are they going to start going to the fairs, and the little kids can't ride those live ponies?
I don't think a pony is a wild animal. I don't think a pony is a wild animal.
No, but they do other things besides wild animals, don't they? They just don't do wild, I don't think.
You know, I don't know. Like I said, I don't know anything about groundhogs. I just know what James said on Friday. And, you know, if they do, I don't know how this turned into such a big thing. I don't know why they got under PETA. They got under PETA's skin. I don't know how 18,710 people have signed the petition. They obviously, billboards are not cheap. They've spent money on a billboard right across from the station.
Yeah, I think about over 12 years ago, I wanted to put one up, and I think it was $700 back then.
Well, there you go.
The thing is, I lost my train of thought what I was going to say, but no, because nobody's going to, I want to know if the other, they listed four or five that do this. I want to know if Pennsylvania and New York, I think there were two places in New York, I'm not for sure, if they do it.
Yeah, they'll do it.
Because I think Pennsylvania's going to do it, so they have to be after them too. So
I think they are.
By with it?
Well, again, it's WMRN can do it. Nobody, it's not a law. Nobody's going to tell them not to do it. I think their problem is that they were using a company that had a lot of violations against them. I think PETA pointed that out. And I think the fact that PETA has now gone after them makes them nervous about doing this.
Oh, so maybe they didn't go after. Well, I would think they would go after the others, but somebody maybe should get a groundhog for a pet, because some of them, they weren't aggressive. You know, they were really friendly, and then just, you know, keep it for that. Have a nice place for it and stuff or something. Because Pennsylvania, I'm pretty sure that one, it said was kept at the library, you know, until the next year.
I don't think groundhogs live very long. I don't think groundhogs live very long. I don't know much about them, but I heard somewhere where they only live a couple years or something like that.
Yeah, I said some are aggressive, but some people have them for pets, so.
Well, you're not allowed to in Marion. I don't think in Ohio you can have any wild animal as a pet.
No, because here where I am, before we had the fence put up, you could go out back and sit, and there'd be raccoons, groundhogs, and some of them are nasty. So I called to see, like, the dog catcher, everybody, can you kind of get these animals? And they told me no. And I said, well, I wanted to cage them and take them up to Harvester. They said, you can't. They'll find you. And they said that, what was it, something else? They said you could take it to a veterinarian, or you could pay this guy, this was maybe 12, 14 years ago, you could pay this guy, he'll come and get it, and then he'll eat whatever he's allowed to do with it. And I think it was 150 for each one that they caught.
Well, my opinion on this, it's not us. If they want a groundhog, use the groundhog. If they don't want a groundhog, do the best you can, and we'll see what happens Thursday morning. I will report on it. You know, we'll be doing our little groundhog thing, and we'll
yeah,
by that.
They told me when I was going to cage it, and they told me I could cage it, but I couldn't take it off the property. Now, isn't that stupid? Why would I cage an animal that I couldn't take off the property?
The laws.
I said,
the
no,
laws.
I guess those are just fine if you cage them, and well, if you would kill them, you'd be. But if you try to take it someplace else, you can't.
I know.
I don't know if it's because if they've got a disease, like Harpster, that place up there, that, what is it, like a sanctuary place that up there was a, it's like a park or something. I forget what it's called. They have a place up at Harpster where it's, oh, I forget what that place is called, and they told me no.
Well, I just,
if I do that, I'd be fine. So.
I just hope it turns out okay. We're coming up on the break here. Thanks for calling.
Goodbye.
Again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, I'm looking at this petition for the groundhog thing. 18,710 people have signed it. Now, I wonder if that's a national thing. I can't imagine that's a local number of people, or even an Ohio number. That'd be an awful lot of people in Ohio or locally who didn't want you to use the groundhog. All I know is, do what you want. Do what you want. If you want to use the groundhog, I don't think it's illegal. I mean, other people do it. And if you don't want to do it, don't do it. I don't know. I really don't know what the PETA people would do, because I don't think they have any law to stand on here. But again, I don't know much about that. A lot of this is just off the top of my head. I don't know the rules and regulations here. Now, they might picket. I don't know. PETA's popular for picketing. I think that would kind of throw a damper on the day. Some people said, bring in the picketers. Well, you know, that's one thing to say, bring in the picketers. But I don't really know if out there for an hour you want people screaming, don't use the groundhog, and picketing around. I think that kind of puts a damper on the day. Hopefully that doesn't happen. I don't know. You know, there are some things in life that are just beyond comprehension. And I think this is one of those that I never would have dreamed we'd be having something like this going on. Of course, I don't know much about groundhogs, so it's all foreign to me. Okay, we're going to break. We got a whole nother hour. Don't you dare go anywhere.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio. The talking place for 107-year-old viral video sensation Virginia McLaurin on meeting President and Mrs. Barack Obama.